Louise was in a hurry to get to the hotel. It was noon rush hour, and the traffic was becoming unbearable, even though she was not the one driving. Her chauffeur was wise to her ways, although he never let anyone in on her secret. Louise was a very attractive older woman. She was 47, but didn't look a day over 35. The limo finally pulled up to the hotel entrance, and she got out in a hurry so her lover wouldn't have to wait longer than usual. She went to the desk and gave a phone name so they wouldn't have her married name on file, and she told the clerk to have a chilled bottle of their finest champagne sent up in exactly 1 hour. As she got to the room, she discovered that Gord had not yet arrived, so she ran herself a bubble bath and had a good, long soak. 50 minutes later, the phone rang, so she hurried out of the tub to get it just in time. "Louise, is that you?" Gord asked. "Yes, of course it's me. Were you expecting someone else to answer the phone, perhaps? I'm standing here all wet, with nothing but a towel wrapped around me." "No, I just wanted to be sure. Listen, Louise, I'm not going to be able to make it this week, but same time next week, okay?" "Sure," she said. "I've got an important meeting that's come up. Goodbye, love." She had no sooner put down the phone when there was a knock on the door. "Just a minute," she called. She ran back into the bathroom and grabbed the complimentary robe off the back of the door. She raced to the door and pulled it open just a crack. On the other side of the door was a Greek god in training. He was very tall, bronze, and well-muscled. "Room service, ma'am." She quickly opened the door to let him enter. "Come in, young man," she said. "I've got your champagne you ordered." "So I see. But, unfortunately, my friend will not be coming this afternoon. So unless you're free this afternoon, I guess I'll be drinking alone," she said half-teasingly. "Well, ma'am, it just so happens I am free. This was my last duty before going home for the day, but I'm sure you weren't serious before." "Well, to tell you the truth, I was joking. But why not?" She closed the door behind him and motioned for him to sit down on one of the chairs opposite the bed. "Well, what's your name, young man?" she asked. "Todd," he replied. "Well, nice to meet you, Todd. I'm Louise." She took the champagne from the silver bucket and poured it into two flutes that were with it, then handed one to Todd. "How old are you, Todd?"
19, ma'am. I mean, Louise."
"Oh, I remember when I was 19, 100 years ago, she said. "Well, it couldn't have been quite that long ago," he countered, smiling. "Not quite, but almost," she laughed. She got up to turn the wall radio on, and then went over to the bed and sat lightly on the edge of it. An hour later, they were almost in tears laughing after her telling how she felt the first time she'd had champagne, and she had not had anything to eat, and she was so drunk she could barely walk. Todd got up and extended his hand towards Louise, and she took it, and they began to dance around the room. All of a sudden, Todd tripped over her purse on the floor, and they fell backwards onto the bed, laughing hysterically. Then all went silent. Todd gazed into her eyes, and she into his, and simultaneously their lips collided. She was a little shocked at first, but then grabbed his head and pulled him closer as she entwined his blonde, silky hair in her fingers.
The tip of his tongue traced her lips and gently parted them and slowly probed inside. Todd was a little surprised at himself, but was not at all reserved when it came to age. Louise kissed him back with passion and intensity, something she hadn't felt to this degree in years. She and Gord had their fun times, yes, but there's nothing like youth to get you going, and this young man was making the blood in her veins race. She was short of breath. Her heart was pounding so much with this newfound excitement she had encountered this afternoon. He pulled her robe apart so he could get to her breasts, which were still firm and attractive, and her nipples were rosy and erect. She writhed under his touch, his taut young body so beautiful. She started to disrobe Todd. Since he was so young, he was overly eager, and Louise gently slowed down his pace. She slid her bejeweled hands under his jacket to help it off. Then his dress shirt was removed, and she was in awe at his tawny, muscled chest and shoulders. His shoes made dull thuds on the plush carpet below, drowned out by the sexy, slow, soft-playing music sensually over the radio. He slid out of his tight-fitting pants and surprised her by not having any briefs on. His shaved, 7-inch cut cock was thick and semi-hard already. Louise's robe was now a terry cloth pile on the floor. Todd moaned with great eagerness, and Louise smiled at a fleeting youthful memory he brought to her mind. He leaned over her and again kissed her passionately as she ran her hands over his body and squeezed his ass cheeks in her hands, kneading them. He kissed down her throat and to her breasts and took one of her nipples into his mouth, suckling on her as she clasped him closely to her. He then moved to her other breast and kissed and sucked on its nipple before starting to trail down her tummy with sweet little butterfly kisses. She knew where he was headed next, and she gasped in ecstasy as she felt his tongue slowly open her pussy lips and lick at her tiny, delicate, pink, glistening clit. She was very wet before he even opened her. He kissed and sucked on her shaved pussy lips and darted his tongue expertly inside of her before returning to her clit. He then took two fingers and pushed them inside of her as he worked her clit so teasingly, twisting, withdrawing his fingers, and then pushing them back in until she came loudly for him. He came back up to kiss her and let her taste her own juices, and they kissed deeply as he rubbed her pussy and manipulated her clit until she came again from his hand. His beautiful young cock was dripping pre-cum, and she caressed it with her hand and pumped it till it was even harder than it was when he got on the bed. She then lowered her head down onto it and took that teenage cock into her mouth and sucked at its salty head and teased it with her lips, drooling all over it, making it all slick and slippery. He placed his hand on the back of her head and pushed it hard down onto his cock, and she took down its entire length, deep-throating him. She looked right into his green eyes as she sucked his shaft with her lips and twirled her tongue around it. She could feel his young balls tighten up as she massaged them in her hands and pumped his cock and sucked and licked at its head. His breath quickened, and he shot his load of sticky cum down her throat, and she greedily swallowed every drop and drained him. They both lay back and caught their breath for a few moments as they teased each other with their hands. It didn't take long before Todd was hard again and wanting more of this sexy cougar laying beside him. She grabbed the headboard behind her and arched up towards him. He accepted gratefully. His young male hardness plunged into her velvety depths. He was amazed at how tight she still was, and plunged in all the way up to the balls and fucked her with a vigor that she hadn't felt in decades. She was used to being treated more gently, and honestly, she loved this more primal change of pace. She wrapped her legs around him and started pumping him into her deeper. His cock was thrusting into her and grinding against her clit, driving her wild. She felt he was approaching his zenith too quickly, so she took hold of his broad shoulders and eased him back, and she took the lead. She rolled him over onto his back and took his hands to her breasts, and slowly and gently he rubbed her nipples, and she rotated her hips in little circles, grinding her clit against his cock, and she brought them both to their inevitable orgasmic release in harmonizing cries. Even though she felt him become flaccid within herself, she stayed in the female superior position, just looking at him and smiling. "Do you know how old I am, Todd?" she asked. "I don't know. 36?" he queried. "I happen to be 47," she revealed. "Oh my God, that's older than my mom." "And just what do you think she would have to say about this?" she asked. "Well, she doesn't have to find out, does she?" he joked. "My mom just turned 45 last month, but she looks a lot older than you do. Believe me, you look at least 10 years younger than you are," he offered truthfully. "You really are a beautiful boy, Todd," she whispered as she patted his cheek with her cool hand. He reached his hand up to her curly auburn hair and played with her tendrils. She ran her hands back and forth across his rock-hard stomach and lightly scratched her nails all over his chest. All of a sudden, she felt him get hard again, and she looked at his lightly blushing, smiling face, and she rolled over again so he was on top. And since he had already been satisfied twice, the third time was less desperate and hurried. He carried her to her climax 2 more times, and they were both exhausted, especially Louise. Yet she looked fresh and dewy from their lovemaking. He finally withdrew from her and lay beside her quietly. "You know, Todd, I am in this room every Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 5 p.m. if you ever care to stop by after my friend Gord leaves," she volunteered. "Are you married, Louise?" "Yes, my husband travels a lot on business, and when he is home, he is usually too busy chasing the housekeeper to notice me," she said. "But you are such a sexy, attractive woman." "Thank you, but
I'm pretty happy the way things are.
Oh, well, he said, not totally understanding the complexities of some marriages.
Louise got up and started to dress when she saw that it was just past 4:30 p.m.
I'm afraid our little afternoon must come to an end, my dear, she stated.
Without saying a word, he quietly got up and dressed and kissed her on the cheek and left the room.
The following Wednesday, Louise and Gord got together as usual, but she told him they would only be able to meet for 2 hours instead of four for the foreseeable future, since her husband was getting suspicious, which was not true. As he got up to leave at 3, he asked her why she wasn't getting up.
I thought before I go home, I just might get a little something sent up from room service.